Hello, hello.
So here's the setup. All of humanity, everything that has ever been, is just a simulation. All of human history and the beings that created us, all they want, video game. They're waiting for us to make the perfect video game. And as it turns out, a group of people figure out it's a simulation somehow, figure out that it all ends when the game gets made. So their mission in life, stop the game, lest all of existence, well, their existence is gone.
Oh, God. Okay. You know, this sounds like, okay. So, you know how Sonic games used to be good?
of course it would be a Sonic game.
And then Sonic 06 came around and everyone was like, that was terrible. But it was supposed to be the best of the Sonic games. And, you know, it had so much promise in it.
So you bring up an interesting sect of this that I hadn't thought about. Like, because I was sort of thinking, like, it's the natural progression. The game gets made. The algorithm is trying to fine-tune it, trying to figure that out. But you sort of pose this Illuminati, Freemasons, Assassin's Creed style, like there are different groups who are infiltrating the Sonic team and Sega to drive it in different directions.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not only just that, like, these people, they find out, oh shit, well, if they make the perfect Sonic game, that's what this simulation was all about. Right? It's all over. We don't want this to be over. All right. So everyone learns, you know, game design, not well, but well enough to get hired by Sega Sonic team.
So then I guess the next question is, you know, what gets them back on track towards working again? Is it like the algorithms in the system? Is it like automatically killing those who know? Or is there actually influence from the creators?
I think what happened was what happened in real life, which is the fans of the old Sonic games, there was just influence. I suppose that would be you know, naturally from the algorithms of the simulation, right?
That's really good that the their enjoyment of the game, their fixation on a good Sonic game, has very little to do with anything tangible, anything quantifiable. Yeah. It's a deep-seated primal reaction in their ape brain.
It comes into question their free will in their enjoyment of Sonic in the first place. You know, how much would they have if the algorithm didn't affect them in such a way as a result of you know, the people who found out about it.
Well, and I mean, that's great, because you've got your whole idea of, like, nostalgia versus good games and now versus, you know, instinct. So, and then so then the next big thing is that if it is all in the algorithm, like, how are these individuals finding out? How do they know, like, beyond the shadow of a doubt? Or is it just, like, a cult? Did one creator being come to somebody in the like 1982 and share their word, and now it's a cult that's pushing down, you know, down through the generations?
Spread, you know, well, as religions do, or, you know, as any you know, mind virus or meme does. It spreads, it proliferates, it changes.
But who's Sonic Jesus?
Sonic Jesus. Oh, that is a tough call, because there are a few individuals that I would like to point out who would make excellent Sonic Jesuses.
I like the idea that, again, either in the algorithm, maybe that a rogue programmer left something in there, or that there was somebody, you know, a creator who's interacting with it on some level, who sent his avatar to, you know, who's just as invested in this virtual simulation as the beings themselves.
Well, yeah, and then how much do the beings influence while the simulation is running? Was it the coding from the beginning, or is it their influence right now that it becomes the coming of Sonic Jesus?
All right, man. Well, I got a craving for a chili dog now, so I'm going to go get one of those. I'll catch you later.
Stay in school.